Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Every morning, Darren Armstrong talks Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for October 2nd. I went to go like August, I think.
Yeah, and that's what it sounded like.
And then I went, no, it's September. No, it's October. October 2nd. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and with me today is Puya. How you doing, Puya?
I'm doing good, Taryn. It's a blessed morning, if not for the fact that I got to be here for that just now. So I'm happy. I'm doing well. I had a good breakfast and I'm ready to break everything down.
Glad to be here in October. Yes. So we are here to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 22 live feeds. It was day 58 in the house and not a lot. Not a lot that happened prior to the triple eviction because the feeds went down early in the morning, Puya.
Yeah, we kind of were left with nothing but scraps, just animal feeds for the longest time. Obviously, with the triple looming, we kind of thought this could be a thing that happens. They vaulted us. They vaulted us until way later into the night.
Yes. So feeds were down basically all day. We got the triple eviction. To quickly recap that, we had Kevin leave. We had Memphis win HOH. He puts up David and Nicole. Now, we learned a little bit of detail from after this eviction about what was happening here. Apparently, David, and this might have not been true, but David told... Tyler said that David told him that he had the votes, that Enzo was with him. Tyler goes in after Christmas. Christmas says, I voted out Nicole. Let's do it. Tyler votes out Nicole. Tyler says to Enzo, as Enzo comes in, it's Nicole. Let's do Nicole. And Enzo's like, nah, yo, that's not it, yo. And so Enzo does not vote Nicole and Nicole stays. Then we see Tyler win the following HOH. He puts up Danny and Nicole. They all vote out Danny. Danny said to Cody, it hurts. on her way out the door, she says to Nick, she says to Christmas,
oh, you gotta get personal.
and she says to Nicole, make sure you get Christmas out. So then we had another HOH. There was no delay. The feeds come back later in the night with Cody as the new final six HOH.
There we go. Cody pretty much been HOH except for like 2 hours this past week and this upcoming week. So, yep, Cody secures the bag, now has the HOH here. And do we have an inkling of what the comp was, or we're not really sure?
I'm not entirely sure. I was thinking it might be some kind of endurance, but I'm guessing that it was not, considering how quickly the feeds came back. So with that in mind, I definitely would guess that the final five HOH will be some kind of endurance.
Do you reckon we'd get a slip and slide at five, or do you think maybe that's not for this season at this point?
I'm not sure, you know. I should have realized this last night, because I was thinking it might be an endurance, but because they already have a competition for Monday now, for this week, it makes sense that they would save the endurance for next week when they won't have an extra competition, because they won't have had to skip the HOH. That makes sense. So will it be slip and slide, or will it be hanging, or will it be, could even be egg wiring?
Yeah.
And it could be a second wall. Theoretically, they sometimes do two walls. It would be interesting to see a slip and slide, because Cody won't be competing, and I think he was the auto win there. Yeah,
the big favorite.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind the slip and slide in that regard, but I generally do think the slip and slide is a little too unbalanced on the whole.
Yeah, I think I would probably want the egg one, even though it's kind of a dull one. It's more of a, you know, you got to have the patience to get through the egg one. And I would like to test some of these people's patience. So
I feel like Memphis would win the egg one for some. Like, I just feel like he'd be good at that.
Then I retract what I said. I would not like the egg one. Give me something else.
I just feel like that's like Memphis is just good at things. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like slip and slide, because of his back, he might not be able to win.
That's true. He'd have to be cautious, and he wouldn't be. Yeah, he wouldn't have. Like, yeah, you know what? The egg one does seem like it would lend it to him. Also, his particular skill set is random. So for all we know, it is something like that, where it's like, I don't know where, who would have thought? Yeah, there we go. Eggs, Memphis. You got this. So, yeah.
All right. Well, Tyler and Enzo talk as the feeds come back. Tyler says he feels bad for not voting with Cody and Enzo. He feels bad. Enzo's like, don't worry about it, yo. And Tyler says that he thought Enzo was going to vote the same way that David told him he had his vote. Enzo's like, I didn't say that to David. No, yo. I told him, you got to go campaign. You got to go get the votes, yo. That's it. And Cody's like, well, at least Cody won this HOH. So, you know, we'll be good. And they also talk about how the jury is like for sure going to be bitter.
Hey, people be mad, you know, just looking at the way people exited the house yesterday. I feel like that should give them enough of an indication, or that's what's giving them this indication that it's going to be bitter, because, you know, not everyone's leaving with a smile on their face. I'll tell you that. So my question to you, Taryn, top of the morning here is, do you think that Tyler genuinely thought he could have Enzo go his way? Because I don't buy that Tyler even is genuinely being like, hey, I thought, I listened to David. I feel like that's not a good defense. I assume he thought he had the pull with Enzo to pull it off, and then he just did it, and now he's in like damage control mode.
Yeah, I mean again, like the thing about this is, and if you're a listener to the live feed updates, then you've heard this, that Tyler has been talking with Enzo about taking Nicole out for a while. In particular, he talked with him about it last week, a couple of times. And Enzo said, that's it, yo, that's what we're doing. But then what Tyler didn't know is that Enzo went to Cody saying, he wants Nicole out, yo. I don't like that. I love Nicole. I love the way she treats me, yo. She's a champ, but I love her. And so, you know, Tyler didn't know that he didn't really have Enzo. And so, and it wasn't even just last week that Enzo has been saying this about Nicole since Enzo's HOH in week four.
Mm-hmm.
So, Tyler has felt like he, and Tyler did have Enzo back in week four. The problem is it's not week four anymore. The game has moved on and Tyler has not. And Tyler didn't know that Enzo is not with him anymore. And so he had every reason to believe that Enzo was there, but he wasn't.
Yeah. And I think that, you know, 'cause obviously in the moment, me, a lot of people. I think a lot of people now still mad at Enzo for not voting that way. I found myself thinking about it last night. I'm like, I think he made the right call not doing it. Mm-hmm. But then I found myself being mad that he made the right move for himself. It's like, hey, why don't you ruin your game for my entertainment for once? How about that? Because this is the Enzo we know, right? Literally in 12, he only, you know, sways once, and that's with Matt. And then other than that, he sticks with the plan no matter what. So this seems like a very appropriate Enzo move for an Enzo type player.
Yeah. And you know, it's also like, it's okay. It's okay to be mad at a player for doing what's right for their game. Like it's okay to not like what a player does when, and it's also like you, it doesn't like, I feel like I probably say this every season, but like, just because a player makes a move you don't like doesn't mean it also has to be the wrong move for them in order for you to feel justified in not liking it. Like, right. you're able to like what you like. I didn't like Enzo's move. I was like, you can literally watch my reaction in the real time. I was like, come on, Enzo. You talk about making a big move all the time. You'd better do this. And then he didn't. I was like, Enzo. But look. I do feel it was the right move. And part of the conversations that we're going to see last night, kind of go along with that, I think. So, what are you going to do? Yo,
gotta move on, yo. That's it.
Yeah. Enzo says to the cameras after Tyler leaves, first of all, he's like, this is messy, yo. This is messy. But he also says, Christmas out this week. He says to himself he wants Christmas out. He also, he's doing something with the Final Four. I couldn't hear it. I wish this, I was finding myself like missing Vanessa, because Vanessa infamously mapped out her end game plans with Skittles or M&Ms or something, and I was able to decipher her code. Whereas Enzo is just like, he's got four fingers up and he's whispering so quietly that I can't hear him. And I'm like, Enzo.
So if you were a predicting man, and I know you are, okay, how would you predict his Final Four plans are right here, right now?
I mean, if I'm thinking about what's best for Enzo, it's Christmas out first, followed by Nicole.
Ideally for him, I feel like Nicole's the one he pulls, like he gets rid of, or he pushes to get rid of at that point. Yeah.
And then at that point, Cody, Memphis, and Tyler probably all take Enzo to the final two.
I would assume so. I've no reason to believe otherwise.
And then Enzo has to win, which might be tough at this point, but I like that. I like that play. Christmas, then Nicole. I don't know if that's what he's thinking, though. I feel like he might be thinking more along the lines of what Cody wants, which is Christmas and then maybe Tyler.
Yeah, it's entirely possible, given how much he's talking about his fondness for Nicole. And I do think that his, because this whole thing is, I think, he kind of might be seeing Nicole in the same position he was in 12 as the non-comp winning person that they would take to the final three. And then he's going to like just, you know, win comps over her. And then Cody would do the same and Cody will take him. I think that's what he believes to be the case there. So he might be snowed on that. Otherwise, if he doesn't think that way and he thinks about who would take me, then the move is to get rid of Nicole. And then the move is to like have it be the four dudes at the end, aka the Enzo special. So that would be the better choice for him, I think, if he doesn't look at it from a comp perspective.
Yeah, I mean, the problem is that, so the problem for Enzo is that, so this week we're gonna get to it here, that I mean, it's an obvious result here. Cody wants to put up Tyler and Christmas. He wants to send Christmas home. Now, the problem for Enzo with that is that in order for Christmas to go home, he needs to vote Christmas out. Because there are six people. That means there's three votes. Mm-hmm. If Memphis is off the block, he's an automatic vote to keep Christmas. which means that both Nicole and Enzo need to vote to evict Christmas if Christmas is to go home. And that means that basically Memphis needs to either get on board and vote with them against Christmas, or Enzo needs to convince Memphis that, like, it's okay that he just voted out Christmas, one part of the wise guys. Now, I don't know how Memphis will take it, because right. Memphis is not one to be sentimental. He doesn't care about Christmas, but he's also not one to be trifled with. Like, this is the wise guy's plan. He has four of the final six in his pocket. If he loses Christmas, he loses a big piece on his board. And why would he take that lightly? So if Enzo is going to vote Christmas out, he might lose Memphis in the process, and that would not be good for him. And then he might need to adjust his plans. But it's all a matter of how does he handle the Memphis, the Christmas vote out.
Yeah, so basically it'll boil down to, so this week we'll boil down to, let's see what happens with the veto. And then after that is, let's see how Memphis will handle the news. And then after how Memphis handles the news, let's see if Enzo picks the right move for him that'll keep him in the best spot moving forward. Because I think ultimately Memphis's reaction might be the biggest wild card coming into next week. So we'll just have to wait and see how Memphis takes what's going to happen or what people want.
Yeah, and to be clear, you know, talking about Enzo's move, I think the reason why it was better for him to keep Nicole here is because Nicole is so firmly with Enzo now. Nicole is so very anti-Tyler, Christmas, and Memphis. Memphis put her on the block. Tyler and Christmas tried to vote her out. She is immensely loyal to Cody, and so she is not going to vote Enzo out over anybody other than Cody at this point, whereas David in the game is loyal to Tyler more than anyone else at this point. And that is more dangerous for Enzo. The position that Enzo's in right now is that he's basically locked in to, I mean, he's not going this week. He's not going next week. You know, the only way he goes next week is if, say, I don't know, like Nicole has HOH, and he's up on the block against Cody. And no, but even then, like Tyler, I know, I guess if Tyler votes out Cody and it's 1-1 and then Nicole evicts Enzo, like in a rare situation like that, that Enzo might go, but he's pretty locked in at this point. Whereas if he turns his back on Memphis and Cody in that vote, he keeps David. Then David, he's now locked in with Tyler, Christmas, and David. That's Tyler's trio, against Memphis and Cody, and Danny at that point. And so like maybe he can jump back in with the other two when Danny leaves, but now it's 3-on-3 and it's not as good a situation, and he's not as locked in because his people aren't as locked in with him. And Memphis definitely gets pushed over more toward Cody at that point.
Yeah, I find that I think Enzo was in a unique position where the fact he could have voted with Tyler and co, but I think the fact that he didn't, he is in a position where I think Tyler's still fine with him. Tyler wins another one, he's not going to go after Enzo necessarily, I don't think. So he's in a good spot there. There's no worry for him. And he still stays loyal to the people that will probably take him further. Cause I think you could honestly, that whole vote could boil down to who's going to end up having more power in the end game here. Is it Cody or is Tyler now going to somehow come out of the triple with more power than we originally thought? And that split second decision could have set that. And I think if he had gone with the Tyler side, there are other people that would have gotten to the end before Enzo, whereas the Cody side favors Enzo better. So that's why ultimately I think for me, it's a win, even though like he's safe regardless, like he's fine. So very unique situations have to happen for us to say goodbye to Enzo before finale night for me.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, at this point, I'm starting to look at Enzo as, okay, jury management, what do you exactly got? Because it's a matter of you're getting to the end probably with either Cody, Memphis, in a rare case, Tyler. Can you beat him? So And then also, like, I guess if I'm being more realistic, it's final three. Make sure you don't get snaked to the final three. Don't take Nicole to the final three, Enzo. That's what you need. Now you need to get Nicole out. All right. So Nicole and Cody have a conversation. She's upset. She's upset about what happened in the triple. She's crying to him. She's mad that Christmas tried to vote her out. She hates her. She hates all of them. She feels really guilty about Danny. And she says, Cody, I'm actually like friends with her outside of this game. Like before the game, did I ever tell you that? And he's like, no, you didn't tell me that. I had my suspicions though. But you can actually see that he's a little bit like, he's later going to talk to Enzo. Like they were locked in. Like they were friends before this game, like good friends. Like I don't think he knew the extent. We kind of took it for granted that like everybody knew this because Janelle knew it. But, we kind of forget that people didn't really know this that much.
Yeah. This wasn't as public of a friendship as other pairings we might have seen in Big Brother's past. I think that this was something that was a little bit more hidden, not really in the forefront, not really on social media, the presence of this. So it was, for us, it made sense because of the information we had. But I think Cody felt comfortable in between the two because I think he felt that, you know, he had something going on with the two of them. So he didn't necessarily think that that might work against them. And I think last night was when he realized, hey, that might have worked against me if they both stayed for a longer time. So, yeah.
Yeah, and she really shouldn't have told Cody this because I feel like it confirmed, I think in Cody's mind, it confirmed to him that for all that Nicole said against Danny, that Nicole really would have taken, like Nicole really would have been with Danny because he's not that close with Nicole. Like he didn't have he's friends with Nicole, but she was like, yeah, she was invited to my wedding. And like all of this stuff. And so I think in Cody's mind, it's like, okay, well, so you were really loyal, more loyal to Danny than you were to me. And you're upset that you might lose her friendship, but also, you're also probably going to get her vote. She says she doesn't want to lose the friendship because of the game. That would be stupid. I think she might, though.
It is possible.
She's talked a lot of crap.
A lot is putting it, you know, softly, but yes. Yeah.
She's worried because she feels like Christmas is going to rat her out in the goodbye messages.
That's not impossible.
It's definitely going to happen. She says, I suck. I can't win anything. Everyone should want to take me to the final two at this point because I can't even say I deserve to win. I feel guilty, Cody, that you had to win this week to keep me safe when you would have been good either way.
Again, this verbiage, this conversation, these kind of things is the stuff that I don't like about Nicole as a player. But I think it'll work in her favor. I think more often than not, Nicole being whiny about herself has made her seem like she's not going to win. She's not good. She's not worth, you know, doing a thing. I think she's full of it. Obviously, she's in the final two. She's going to vouch for herself to win the game. She's not going to like, you know, lay down and be like, I sucked. She's going to turn it on. But I don't know. I guess like the big question now, Taryn, is the jig up? Is it going to work anymore now that we're close to the end? That's the big question for me.
I mean, I think it's working. I think that this is kind of like one of Nicole's superpowers is getting people to feel protective over her. Right? Like she has that sort of like, because she is like, if you have Nicole, she is loyal. Like she would have taken Corey to the end. I believe that she will take Cody to the end. She has that amount of like loyalty to at least individuals. And she was loyal to Polly as well. And she's constantly just like help me, like protect me. Mm-hmm. I am your person, keep me safe from the other people. And, you know, even in this moment, she's like, you won HOH to protect me, and you shouldn't have to do that. And he says, like, I did it for you. Like, he takes, like, and he's obviously playing her in this moment as well, but like, he's, yeah, I did it for you. I did it for you, Nicole. And I'm going to put up Tyler and Christmas for you, because they were the ones that tried to flip this vote against you. And it's effective. And it's, and I'm seeing the chat like, oh, it's for the men, but it's not just the men that feel protective over her. It's Danny felt protective over Nicole. It's, Christmas did at one point in the game. Davon definitely felt very protective over Nicole. I don't think it's something that exclusively applies to the men in the game. I think it's something that applies to the right people, whether or not they're men or women.
I think that Nicole's the type of player who, she puts her loyalty up for bid, and the biggest hero, the person who's most likely to want to vouch for her and, like, you know, save her, be her Enrique Iglesias, whatever you want to call it, will gain her loyalty. This is true. But then the other thing is, she just has a way of, again, you know, we can discount ourselves all we want. To some degree, at some point, someone might look at it and be like, you know, Puya, I don't think you think you're as bad as you think you are. Like, I don't see it anymore. But with Nicole, she somehow sells it so that they do believe she feels this way. And they're like, no, Nicole, stop feeling this way. You're literally, you know, this and that and amazing, and you've won and blah, 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 blah. So she has a way of getting people to, you know, when she's fishing for compliments, she'll get the compliments. Whereas sometimes I'll pull the hook up and I got nothing else left. So, yeah. I think it just works. It's strange for me. I don't think I could ever pull this kind of gameplay off. I don't think it's made for me, but it's definitely created, designed, and directed by Nicole.
Mm-hmm. Now we are going to take a quick break for our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And we're back. So let's get back to the show. So, Cody says he's putting up Tyler and Christmas. The problem is the veto. They need to make sure that Memphis doesn't win. Mm-hmm. Because that would be bad. But once Christmas goes, Memphis and Enzo will want Tyler out. Tyler will want Memphis out, and they could theoretically choose either one. Tyler's probably the better pick, but they're fine at that point.
Yeah. So again, I have another question for you. It's like an interview today. So let's say Memphis does win the veto. Okay, let's play that game out. Memphis wins the veto. First of all, who's going up? Is it Enzo or is it Nicole?
It's Nicole, I believe.
I would lean that way as well. And then at that point, bye-bye Nicole, right?
Well, so, I mean, here's the thing. And just quickly, there's a conversation between Enzo and Memphis. Memphis says he imagines that Tyler and Christmas are going to go on the block and that they should win the veto and keep it the same. Leave Christmas on the block, but they do need to make sure that Cody's on the same page as them in terms of keeping Christmas. So that's where it's at. So if Memphis wins the veto, I think what might happen possibly is Memphis might be like, hey, so I'm not using this veto, but we're voting out Tyler, right? And Cody and Enzo might say, yes. And then the veto's not used. And then they're probably going to try and come up with some kind of reason for why the vote is flipping against Christmas. Like, oh my God, she just did this, or we just found out about this, or maybe they even just vote the other way. That might be what happens. Let's assume it doesn't happen, though. Let's assume Memphis is smart and he uses the veto regardless. He says, I have to use this veto. I don't trust, based on the answers I'm getting, I don't trust that Cody and Enzo are going to keep Christmas. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to use the veto on Christmas. Nicole goes on the block. I still feel like it will take something to get Memphis to vote out Nicole over Tyler. Because here's the problem. Memphis still feels like he's locked in with his four people, his four wise guys. And the biggest threat to that is Tyler. I think he still wants Tyler gone at this point, that maybe he can't trust, you know, that because, you know, maybe he can't trust that Christmas will stay. Maybe he just feels like Enzo might take the shot at Christmas. Maybe he just uses the veto on Christmas because whatever. But it would take a full understanding that he needs to, like, he can't keep Tyler unless he's working with Tyler. And that means that, like, Tyler and Christmas would need to come together, go to Memphis and say, oh my God, the three of them are together. The wise guys are not real. They would have voted me out if you didn't use this veto. We need to take out Nicole. Then it's 3-on-2. And I think that's a tough sell for Memphis, who really feels like he's with Cody from the start of the game. From the start of the game, he's been with Cody. The commission is the final two that they made early, early on. And Enzo, the person who he feels he has this, you know, wise guy's final two with. So to convince him that he needs to go against both of them for Christmas, who he doesn't like that much, and Tyler, who he doesn't trust at all, especially in a spot where Tyler and Christmas might have a final two of their own, it's kind of a tough spot for him to, like, jump fully on board with that. So I'm not sure this scenario plays out in a way where Nicole goes home. I think it requires a lot of steps. It's not impossible, but I think very much more likely scenario is Christmas goes home or Tyler goes home.
I think that's the most likely scenario here. I think that I can't decide whether Memphis is in the position that Enzo was with the David versus Nicole vote off, where if Memphis gets rid of Nicole in that spot, he earns, like, Tyler's going to be happy, right? I think he isn't Tyler's immediate target, I would assume. He's definitely not Christmas's target. He's still got relationships with Enzo and with Cody. They're still going to want, like, I feel like he'd end up in the middle with the two sides kind of wanting to go against each other. So it's a win for Memphis, but that is also hinging on the fact that no one's emotions change about all the decisions made in the next week. So,
I mean, so here's the thing for Memphis. So let's assume he gets into this position. He's at the final six. He chooses to vote out Nicole. Mm-hmm. He heads into the final five. Cody can't play. It's Tyler and Christmas and himself versus Enzo, essentially, in the HOH. Good odds. Even if Enzo wins, puts up Memphis and Christmas, or Memphis and Tyler, he still has a chance to win the veto. He still has a chance that they might want Tyler or Christmas out before him. Maybe they feel like Christmas and Tyler are closer, or maybe that Christmas is still the middle between the two of them. And so he still has odds to win. If Tyler or Christmas win, then they put up Cody and Enzo at that point, potentially. Problem is that if the veto is used, he might go up as a replacement, but it would still be a 1-to-1 vote and the tie would be broken to keep him. So mm-hmm. then we head into the final four. Let's say we've lost Cody and now it's, we've lost Cody. Final four would be
Christmas, Tyler,
Memphis, and Enzo. Mm-hmm. At that point, it's not great, because unless he wins the HOH, let's say Enzo wins the HOH, Christmas and Tyler's definitely voting out Memphis. Mm-hmm. Christmas could maybe go either way at that point. I feel like she'd probably keep Memphis, especially after he uses the veto on her, but I don't know if I want to risk that if I'm Memphis. if Enzo is there, is Tyler really going to get rid of Enzo over Memphis at that point when he can get rid of Memphis at the final four and head into the final three with Christmas and Enzo? Probably not. So that's the problem with leaving Tyler in the game. Versus, he gets rid of Tyler in the final six. He heads to the final five. He's in still a pretty great spot as long as, you know, Christmas is definitely not coming after him at the final five. Cody and Enzo and Nicole still have to deal with Christmas, probably before Memphis. Christmas is still above the target list, you know, over him. So pretty decent odds he survives the final five unless Christmas wins the veto. That's a spot where he might be in a little bit of danger, but that's not any more risky than Enzo winning the HOH at the final five in the other scenario. Mm-hmm. Then he heads into the final four, probably with Christmas gone, and it's Cody, Enzo, and Nicole. And once again, he's in a spot where he probably needs to win. So, but he's competing against Cody, Nicole, and Enzo instead of Tyler, Christmas, and Enzo. It kind of goes either way. He has a better argument though with Enzo there that Enzo should keep Memphis around if Enzo wins and get rid of Nicole so that he doesn't go into the final three with Cody and Nicole. So if Enzo wins HOH, he might want Nicole out. Cody would take out Memphis. Memphis would take out Nicole. But there's no way Enzo gives control over Cody's fate to Memphis. I think, it's tough. It's tough either way. I think he should probably go with the Tyler side. I think he should vote out Nicole. I think it's a close call either way. But I think that the problem is that Cody, Enzo, and Nicole are too tight. They're just too tight. And I think he needs to break them up. I think that's what it is at this point.
Yeah, I think so too. I think that makes the most sense. But it is very, very close. And preseason, if you had told me Memphis was going to be in this position, kind of like in the middle, deciding his own path, potentially, I wouldn't have believed you. But yeah, here's where we are. So.
Mm-hmm. We'll see. I honestly, like I said, I don't expect Memphis to make that call, but we'll see. Cody, Nicole, and Enzo talk for a little bit. Nicole is pissed that they tried to flip the vote on her again. She's still talking about that. They agree that Christmas should go, all three of them. So Christmas is the target here this week. Late into the night, Cody and Enzo talk. Cody tells Enzo, I just found out that Nicole is good friends with Danny outside the game. She was for sure Nicole's final too. Cody tells Enzo that they're in such a great spot if Christmas leaves this week because Memphis going to gun for Tyler. Tyler is going to gun for Memphis. And they can sit back and they'll be fine. And they've got 1, 2, 3 votes. Like if one of them goes up, the other two can vote to keep them, or the other one can vote to keep them and have the HOH to break the tie. So they're basically golden moving forward as long as Christmas goes.
Yeah. Ultimately here, I guess if we had to pick one out of the remaining, let's say six, who are you definitely seeing at the final two table at this point? Is it Cody or is it Enzo? I feel like it's Cody.
It's Cody. Yeah. It's Cody. Cody's in the driver's seat right now. Mm-hmm. He has Enzo probably willing to take him to the final two. He's got Nicole willing to take him to the final two. And even Memphis, I think in some scenarios will take Cody to the final two, depending on who else is there. Right. Mm-hmm. So that's a lot. Enzo has, I think maybe Cody, maybe Tyler, but Tyler's probably not going to be there. So that's, again, that's why I'm saying like the final three is tricky. And of course Enzo has Memphis, more so than Cody does. And that's why at this point, like Enzo needs to, yes, get rid of Christmas, but that's why I think he needs to get rid of Nicole afterward.
Yeah.
Because then he's got Tyler, he's got Memphis, and he's got Cody, and that's where he locks himself in over Cody.
Okay. Yeah.
So Enzo says that Memphis has proved himself to them a bunch of times. He's liking Memphis. He's, he He did what he said he was going to do, yo. That's it. Tyler, you know, he voted the other way, yo. Cody says the one thing to worry about this week is if Memphis wins the veto, pulls Christmas down, they'll have the option to take Nicole out. That would be bad for them. And it's essentially Cody recognizing that that is potentially in their best interest, in Memphis's best interest. And so it's important that Memphis does not do it. And here's the thing too, with Memphis taking Christmas down, that that I didn't even incorporate into the scenarios there, is that Memphis using the veto on Christmas is going to sour Cody and Enzo a little bit, because they really wanted Christmas to go. And it's definitely going to sour Nicole a little bit, even more, I should say. So by making that little move against them, he's already, you know, pushing them against him even more, and making it less likely that he'll be able to win Enzo back over or whatever. So I think that further pushes it toward the idea that he does need to then vote Nicole out. Because I think he does definitely need to use the veto in the first place to save Christmas, because losing Christmas is his worst case scenario. Again, I feel like Memphis, he has to use the veto. Once he uses the veto, even further, he does need to take Nicole out. It's still not a great path for him, because Tyler is dangerous. But here's the thing too. I think he might need to blindside them. I think he needs to tell them he's voting Tyler out, and then vote out Nicole with Christmas, and then show Tyler that Enzo is about to vote him out.
Mm.
Make sure that Tyler is anti Cody and Enzo, so that he has to deal with both of them before he deals with Memphis. And then he has to manage his relationship with, but is Tyler dumb enough to do that? Or is Tyler going to be like, no, I'm going to mend that and pull this back against Memphis? I don't know. Tyler's a pretty loyal guy. Interesting. It would definitely be an interesting scenario. I think it's definitely something to watch out for if Memphis wins, but if he doesn't win, then it doesn't matter.
Well, one last scenario, for the scenarios here. What if Tyler wins veto? Who do you think who's Cody putting up there? Is he going to just put Memphis up, or is he going to put Nicole up? Who does he think, like, what do you think happens there? Because, like, I'm thinking about Memphis's temper, and would Memphis be mad at it? Would Cody be afraid to put him up? Like, I don't know what the situation is there.
I think Cody puts Memphis up. I don't think there's any scenario where he risks Nicole's life unnecessarily. Mm-hmm. That because if he puts up Nicole, then he risks that Memphis and Tyler come together and vote out Nicole, and that would be worst case scenario for him. So you just put Memphis up at that point, and you say, sorry, bro, you're a pawn. We're voting out Christmas. You'll see. I'm doing this for you. You don't have to vote Christmas out.
What a nice guy.
Yeah, that's probably the most realistic best case scenario for Tyler, because not only does it keep him safe this week for sure, but it gives him a bridge that he can use with Memphis to say, hey, we're on the outs, aren't we? It's those three versus us. Now, again, I don't know if Tyler will see it or be able to sell it, but that's probably the best case in terms of trying to make that happen.
Yeah. Now, I do think that would probably be the best case scenario for him, with the mm-hmm. safety and then the damage control after being off the block.
The problem is that Tyler's probably going to be campaigning to keep Christmas, which would sour the relationship with Memphis
and make him even more of a target for the following HOH reign, unless he wins. Yeah.
These are the things. These are the things that, like, that have to run through the players' minds when in the downtime. All right. So, yes, luckily Memphis really wants Tyler out. Ideally, they keep him from winning the veto. Cody says that Cody says it's nonsense. Tyler trying to say that he thought that the vote was against Nicole is nonsense because he told Tyler it was David before the vote. So he's full of it. He's full of it if he tries to say that he thought it was going to be Nicole. He also confirms that he did, in fact, throw the triple eviction veto when Danny was on the block. We talked about that last night. He also brings up the root. He says, hey, it's the root, man. And Enzo's like, yeah, we're the roots. He's like, no, it's the root, dude.
Not plural, singular.
It's the root. They're laughing because like they never talk about it, but this is like the two that has really, you know, run the game.
Yeah, one of the early matchups, pair ups of the season too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Enzo says that Memphis might not like them voting Christmas out. That's the only tricky thing this week, but he's definitely going to do it because he's not here to help Memphis.
No, I don't think anyone wants to help Memphis. Because my whole question about Memphis, would Memphis go up, is because I still can't quite calculate if Memphis's like reactions and feelings are being calculated in these decisions. Because to me, Memphis is a little bit still like a wild card in how he's going to react to things, how he's going to behave. I think more people look at Christmas with that kind of stuff, but I don't know about Memphis. So I feel like they don't want to help Memphis, but then I'm curious what happens once Memphis realizes this isn't going to go his way necessarily. Is he just going to be like, calm, whatever, it's fine? Or is this going to be an axe for him to grind going into the next round?
Yeah. And that's the question. How are they going? This is kind of like the Danny scenario, where like if Danny had a whole week to play out, realizing that Cody was not with her, how would he have been able to manage that? That's a tough situation to manage. This is like the easy mode version of that, where it's like they need to convince Memphis to be okay with taking out Christmas. It's still a challenge. They still have to work it and make sure that Memphis continues to go after Tyler, even when they vote out Christmas. But I think they can manage it. You know, they've done well so far. This is the game. This is where the game is played. When you have this much power, is just making sure the status quo remains the same, even when you're doing things against people.
Yeah.
So Cody does tell Enzo that hey, if you want to play at this with Tyler, because basically he needs to put Tyler on the block. He's also going to have to talk to Tyler and make sure Tyler doesn't come after them and still goes after Memphis. And so the play to Tyler for Cody is, hey, I'm doing this for you. I know you're tight with Christmas. You can't vote against her, so now you don't have to. And hey, if you can do the same for me next week, you can put me up against Nicole, and you'll do the same favor for me, and that will hopefully get Cody on the block next to Nicole instead of Enzo. And Cody suggests to Enzo that Enzo play it up like, hey, yo, he's clearly closer to Nicole than he is to us, yo. That's it. To try to further encourage Tyler to put Cody on the block next to Nicole instead of Enzo. So what this does is it prevents Tyler from thinking that Enzo and Cody are the two and betraying him. If he feels like Enzo is still on his side, that Enzo wouldn't have put him up, then Enzo does vote to keep him, then he might still be tricked into thinking that Enzo is still on his side, and that then he will only put up Cody and Nicole, at which point Cody would stay, because Memphis and Enzo could vote Nicole out. So that's the plan.
Yeah. So for me, when I'm hearing all this, I'm like, it's a little bit ridiculous that you are trying to make a good thing out of nominating someone. But then when they, you know, line up the logic, it kind of makes sense, I guess, ultimately. And I would have never questioned this during BB20 days, but we're in BB22 days. Do I think Tyler is going to see through this or not? Do I think Tyler's going to pick up what they're putting down and see through the nonsense, or is he going to take it at face value? That's my biggest question in this situation.
And it's a good question. I don't know where Tyler is right now.
No, same.
Because Cody is in power, Tyler has to be like triple threat, man. But I don't know if that's really where he's at, because he has to be thinking, I don't know, maybe he doesn't have to be, but there's Tyler is either in one, he's in one of two places, right? He's either in the place of, oh man, I shouldn't have voted against my bros. They're my bros. It's triple threat. Like, I can't believe they were going the other way and I didn't realize, which is what he's trying to play up. Mm-hmm. Or he's, oh crap. They're not with me. They're not with me. And I had to get up, but I still had to get out Danny, but they're not with me. But I need to pretend I think they're still with me and pretend that I just wanted to vote with them, but I'm screwed this week. And I'm screwed moving forward. What do I do? I'm kind of hoping he's in the second mode, but I can't be sure, honestly.
And that's the thing, is that I'm not 100% sure. I'm like probably like a 70-30 that he is there, because like that's the Tyler I know is thinking about all this, gets it, is going to be the appropriate amount of paranoid, is going to try and figure out the best move for him moving forward. But I've seen flashes of that not being there. So I don't necessarily know. I got to wait and see them DRs. That's probably going to be the biggest tell for me of what is going through Tyler's head. And we'll see. Because also the other thing is that Tyler is good, but also I'm low-key seeing some good stuff from the other side, from the opposition. So I can't tell who's going to end up hoodwinking who. But I'm excited. Is excited the word, maybe? I'm kind of excited to see all this go down. There's some kernels of excitement here for me. So we'll see.
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited. I mean, like, it's like this is the game is back on. The game kind of took a pause for a couple of weeks with having to get out Kevin, especially the Kevin week. It was really just like, we're just waiting for this triple to happen. Triple has finally happened. The game is back on. And there are definitely some different things that could happen from here. They do require certain competition outcomes, though. We could just see Cody dominate these competitions in the end stretch. The fact that Cody probably could have won that veto that Tyler won and didn't come that far away from winning the HOH that Tyler won does tell me that Cody still probably has a decent edge over Tyler in competitions. Memphis is probably the only one that can like just outright beat Cody in some things. So we'll see.
We'll see. Again, when we get this close to the end game, it is very easy to look at the game as, hey, the comps will dictate what's going to happen. So now it's like, oh, the veto wins. This A happens, B happens. These two go up. If this person wins veto, like blah, blah, blah. But there's still gameplay within there that we get to enjoy. So that's good. There's still different permutations of things. Different competitions favor different people. So what competitions are going to come? That could have a say in what the direction is for the game. So there's still some stuff out there. We're about three-ish weeks out, but there's still a lot to see until then.
Well, this is the thing about the All-Star season, is that in Big Brother 16, in Big Brother 19, like, we got to this point, we got to even a little bit earlier than this point, and it was like, all that was left were the lemmings. like, all that was left was, and in 16, a little bit less so, to be honest, because Frankie was still there for a while, but like, for the most part, like, there are no Victorias. There's not even any Calebs. Like, even Christmas is like a bit more on to things than Caleb ever was. And so like, what you have here is, yes, they have dominated the game to this point, but it's going to be a tougher end game than any of these previous dominators have had in the past. And so, instead of Frankie, you have Tyler. Instead of Caleb, you have Christmas. And instead of like Victoria, you have Memphis. Like this, it's not quite as easy to just run through at this point. I guess maybe you'd call Nicole Victoria, but I don't think that's right. I guess you'd make the comparison, but Nicole is obviously the much more dangerous version of Victoria. So there it is. Like, you know, I think that I'm interested. I'm interested to see what's going to happen in this end game. I think there's a lot that's going to matter, and the competitions are going to be pretty interesting.
Yeah, I think the triple eviction, it was what it was. You know, we talked about it at length. We talked about how it's going to take away some of that excitement. It took away the week long Danny pout fest, which we didn't get to see. But there's still some stuff in here, so check it out. Definitely could be a fun ending here to what has been a bit of a doldrum season. And I'm excited to see where we go with all this. And the scenarios, man. But we had a lot of scenarios just today. There's going to be a lot more scenarios to talk about here at the end game.
Yeah. All right. Well, anything else you wanted to bring up, Puya?
Honestly, I think we've covered everything. Oh, yeah. Actually, you know what? I do have a thing I want to bring up. Prediction for the veto. Do you think this is where we get comics?
I think we got comics at 5 last season, right?
We did get, I think, yes. But then I'm thinking, like, if the HOH wasn't like an endurance thing and the comics is a little bit more endurance-y or like time-based, could this be where we get it instead?
Maybe. They just did 2 running puzzle vetoes in a row. Comics is like a running-ish puzzle veto-ish. So I'm gonna guess they're gonna hold off on comics for another week, okay, at least. And then
Hide and go
veto is a little difficult, I think, with COVID, just because they'd be messing up the house, and
right,
they have to go hide the thing. And then how it usually works is that the producers come in and take the thing, take the veto out. So that when you're hiding your veto, you don't find somebody else's. And obviously they don't want to be doing that. So I'm not sure how they would get around that. Especially because everybody's playing. There's no like non-player to go in and do that for them. Mm-hmm. So, I'm not sure we're going to see hide and go veto. I would guess that it's, we never got Clown Shoe for the triple. That's interesting. I don't think we're going to see Clown Shoe, but, it probably would be, it could be something like the Final Four veto last season, where, it's like questions with a physical component, mm-hmm, where they had to like shoot the ball into like the answer holes with a catapult or whatever.
Yes. Like the, get the catapult to hit the targets in order or whatever, that one. Mm-hmm. Is that the one you're talking about? Yeah.
I think that one was, that was targets, I think. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then, I mean, they could also do the kick, bop, smack thing they had at one point. That's something that could be in the mix, maybe.
Bowl Arena.
I would love Bowl Arena. I do like that one.
That would be great for Tyler.
Yeah, that'll be a lot of fun. I guess there's still quite a few comps that could be in the mix here.
Yeah. Okay. So
we'll see.
All right. That's what we have for you. Thank you so much for joining us today. We'll get nominations today. We'll get the veto tomorrow. I think we can hope for a good, basically the way I see it right now, 4 out of the 6 veto outcomes, Christmas goes home. Mm-hmm. 2 of the 6 outcomes, or 1 of the 6 outcomes, Tyler goes home for sure. Then 1 of the 6 outcomes, anything can happen. Either it could not be used and Christmas goes home, it could be used and Tyler still goes home, or it could be used and Nicole goes home. That's probably the one that you're going to hope for, the Memphis win, if you're looking for uncertainty this week. But if you're looking for Christmas to go home, then you're looking for Cody, Enzo, Nicole, or Tyler to win this. And then we'll see what happens.
We'll see. There again, this could have been clear cut. There's still at least some wild card elements. There's still at least some great unknowns. So I'm keen to get those mysteries unsolved.
All right. Thank you guys for joining us. You can find me on Twitter at Armstrong Taren, or Twitch, twitch.tv/Taren Armstrong, if you want to hang out and talk feeds. If Memphis wins the veto, I'm for sure going to be on Twitch afterward to be like, oh, man.
Here we go.
All right. Puya, where can people find you?
Twitter, Instagram, Twitch, Puyaism for all 3. Masked Singer podcast for Masked Singer Shenanigans with Liana, episode 2 just came out, and 90 Day Fiance, Couples Tell All part 1 of 3 came out, so I've been talking there. Also talked some Love Island finale with Kirsten and Scally.
There you go. Thanks again for joining us today, and see you next time.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.